Hi, everybody. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief. I'm sitting here with Brad Caudill, Vice President of Marketing for Harris Ranch. And here we are at the Harris Ranch Media Tour. Brad, tell me first off, what was the reasoning behind this? Why now? What was the hope? What was Harris Ranch hoping to gain by having the media out?
Well, this was the whole purpose of this tour was education. Whether you're familiar with the meats industry or not, we wanted to bring some key folks together, both consumer and trade, that to show them what we do, show them that we're a little bit different than some of the other companies, beef companies that are out there. We're very proud of what we do. So we wanted to educate folks about our vertical integration. That was one of the things that makes us very unique here at Harris Ranch. The fact that we control the cattle sources. We even have a beef genetics program that we work with our ranching partners on. We control the cattle feeding. We have our own feedlot, and that feedlot serves as the sole source of all the cattle we process at Harris Ranch Beef Company, which is the processing and marketing arm of the beef division. We wanted to show them the readers, show the editors the steps we go to for to protect animal well-being, whether it's the way we install shade in the pens, the sprinklers that come on and cool cattle and reduce dust in the summertime, the feeding program, the nutrition program, the veterinarian program that we have, the dedication of our employees, the dedication of our cowboys. Show the extra steps we go through to even wash the transport trucks between loads of cattle to between the feeding operation and the processing plant. So we go to a lot of lengths to go the extra mile for our natural beef program. And we just really wanted to showcase that and serve as a resource for information on beef and beef production.
Do you feel as though, and you probably won't say no, but do you feel as though you met the goals that the media that were here left with a favorable impression of what you do, or maybe what is one time at which you felt somebody in the media or the group of media here really started to get it?
Well, that's it. I saw the light bulb come on several times, especially when we were at the feeding operation. There's a lot of misinformation out there about confined animal feeding operations. I think we were able to showcase the care that we put into raising these very valuable assets. And you can almost see the light bulb come on with a couple of our consumer editors when we were standing at a point overlooking the feed yard, and they go, wow, these guys really do care. They really do care about the well-being of their animals. They truly value them as a prized asset. And you could see that. I wish we could do more of this. I wish we could do it once a month. It's a huge time commitment, but it's something the industry needs to be doing more of, whether it's individual companies or our trade association needs to be doing a lot more of this educational outreach to editors and consumer influencers.
So we talked about the why, and you mentioned some of the things you wanted to show. Was there a why now? It's a year and a half since the incident with the trucks and the fire and stuff. Why now as opposed to maybe later or earlier? Was there any timing issue that you had to go through?
Well, we wanted to do it in the spring before it gets hot here in Central California. We wanted to do it before the hot weather really hit. We wanted to do it, before so we could showcase what's coming off the farm, because that's what we did as well. It was a whole farm-to-fork tour. Mm-hmm. We were able to showcase the beef, how we raise it, how we produce it, but then we got to spend a lot of time at the farming operation where we grow dozens of different commodities that are shipped not only throughout California but throughout the country and throughout the world. We got to spend time at our asparagus operation, which is state-of-the-art. Our almond hulling operation, which is state-of-the-art. So we got to show those entities in production, show the crops that are coming off the field. We've got a lot of tomatoes in the ground. We've got to see cabbage being harvested. We've got to see the pistachios, the almonds, the grapes, and all the commodities that we grow here. And this is just a perfect time to do it, time of year to do it before it gets too hot. And of course, then we got to spend time here at the restaurant, Harris Ranch Restaurant, and spend time with the chef, see how he showcases the beef and the other locally grown products here at Harris Ranch Restaurant. So it was just a good time to do it.
Well, and that was the most impressive thing, I think, for me on the tour, you know, seeing how all the different pieces, you know, vertical integration is one thing, but to own the restaurant, to be in, you know, to really truly own the meat from start to finish,
right?
You know, and then also some of the little ways in which the farming operation works in conjunction with the beef, and you know, some of the crossing over in terms of feed and supplemental things, whether it's your beef or
right,
other beef producers as well, was really interesting to me. So that, I think that really, you know, was a good point to make.
Well, this hospitality division, the hotel that we're sitting at here right now, the restaurant where we serve, today we're serving over 2,000 entrees. You saw how busy it was. It's one of the state's busiest independent-owned restaurants. You get to see that's a great showcase for our products, whether it's off the farms, whether it's the beef. It's a great showcase for everything we do, and it's really a jewel in the crown of our marketing effort here at Harris Ranch, because we have literally thousands of cars pass by here every day on the interstate. We do 2,000 entrees today like we did. It's a great way to promote agriculture in general and the Harris Ranch brand specifically. So there was a lot of value in doing what we did today.
Anything else you wanted to add before we go?
We just hope that anytime any of your listeners are in California, they're traveling up I-5 between San Francisco and L.A., be sure to stop by Harris Ranch and try some great beef and spend some time with us. We'd love to host you.